I'm Drew with your Linux headlines on March 27th, 2020. The Ubuntu flavors have put out a call for testing ahead of their LTS releases next month. The various flavors are taking part in a joint testing week that will start with the release of beta images on April 2nd and run through April 8th. The period will be especially important for Ubuntu Studio, as that project didn't issue an LTS release in the 18.04 cycle, meaning that next month's will be its first in 4 years. Another project that is asking for user feedback on a new beta version is Ardour, which is close to making its first major release in 2.5 years. The team behind the cross-platform digital audio workstation has used most of that time to rewrite a lot of the project's internal code, meaning that while things will look very familiar to the end user, quite a lot has changed under the hood. If you can make time for some pre-release testing, we'll have links to Ardour and the various Ubuntu flavors in today's show notes. An announcement from Google yesterday could make life a lot easier for app developers working on Android 11. Anyone who has tried to develop Android apps targeting the ARM platform on x86 hardware will know that the emulator system image can prove a bit of a bottleneck, with it running far more slowly than native x86 code. But Google is promising to change that with the release of new tooling aimed at developers working on Android 11, which it believes should be performant enough to lure back those that had resorted to testing on physical hardware. Google also announced a change to Drive yesterday, which developers and end users should be aware of. While the same file on Drive can currently appear in multiple folders, the company is changing that so that each individual file can only ever have one parent. In order for users to still be able to access files from different Drive locations, Google is also adding the equivalent of symlinks to the platform. Developers who had relied on Drive's old behavior now have until September 30th to update their apps, after which Google will begin enforcing the new rule and start altering where multi-parented files appear in its hierarchy. Finally today, the Blender Foundation has announced that Intel Software has become a gold-level sponsor of the project. While still pitching in at well below the level of support that the likes of AMD provide Blender, Intel's annual contribution at the project's second highest tier will be worth more than 30,000 euros a year and has been warmly welcomed by the open source 3D Creation Suite. That's your headlines for today. If you're looking for something lighthearted to listen to over the weekend, check out User Error. Episode 88 was released today and explores topics such as imposter syndrome and what makes a polished distro. You can find that episode at error.show/88. And you can find links for this show at linuxheadlines.show/133. Stay safe. We'll be back next week.